Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to do some humming and some wailing, hear from the OI5, and celebrate the birthdays of Ben Burney and Frank Trumbauer. We haven't had a vocabulary lesson in a while, and so as a public service, here is the word of the day. Bombinate, B-O-M-B-I-N-A-T-E, an intransitive verb meaning to buzz or drone or to hum. So to start off this evening's show, here's Al Boley, who is just bombinating along.
Gentle breeze is playing, and the trees are softly swaying. That's where lovers should be straying, just humming along. Down the lane beside the farm there, spring is showing every charm there. Let us wander arm in arm there, just humming along. Love's a wonderful thing. Makes you feel you must sing. Take a saunter with me, please do. Let us whisper like the trees do. Greet the spring the way the bees do. Just humming along.
Thank you. Ho hum, lazy weather, ho hum, even like a feather. Oh, hum, we're together, and so ho, ho.
From a hit of the week cardboard record from July of 1931, that was Sam Lannon's Dance Ensemble, with Dick Robertson performing the vocal on Ho Hum, written by Dana Seuss and Ed Heyman. Ho Hum was preceded by Lou Gold and his orchestra from a Romeo 78 recorded May 13, 1932, and Humming to Myself. Before that, we heard Zach White's Chocolate Bo Brummels and Hum All Your Troubles Away, written by Ford Rush, Glenn Roll, and Fleming Smith. That Supertone 78 was recorded by Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana, on February 11, 1929. Zach White was born in Richmond, Kentucky, in 1898. He formed a band based in Cincinnati, Ohio, in 1924, and in 1928, trumpeter and arranger Melvin Cy Oliver joined the band. He stayed until mid-1933, joining Jimmy Lunsford later in the year. We began the show with Al Boley, who was just humming along. Al was accompanied on that April 20th, 1932 recording made in London by the Durium Dance Band, which was apparently the Roy Fox Band. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I got a nice email from listener Derek way down under in New Zealand requesting some non-vocal tracks by the original Indiana Five. Well, Derek, I'm happy to oblige, so here is the OI Five. Thank you. the Indiana Five, around June 19th, 1925. Now I'll just bet you've already figured out the name of that tune. That's right, Cuckoo. Cuckoo was preceded by Benny Moten's Moten Stomp, performed by the OI Five on a Banner 78, recorded February 17, 1928. We began that original Indiana Five set around November 6, 1925, with a Jeanette 78 and Everybody's Doing the Charleston Now, written by Cecil Mack and James P. Johnson. The original Indiana Five was formed by Tommy Morton, the drummer and leader of the band. The group made its debut in 1919 or 20 at the Harvard Inn on Coney Island and broke up in early 1930.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, May 30th, marked the birth in 1891 in New York City of Benjamin Anselwitz. You may know him better as the old maestro, Ben Burney. He displayed early virtuosity as a violinist, but enrolled in the Columbia School of Mines to study engineering. He became involved in college shows and, after leaving school, played vaudeville as a monologist and violinist. He met accordionist Phil Baker, and they performed in a banter and music act that was successful enough that they made some recordings. In 1922, Ben formed his own dance band, and they were the first band to play at the New Roosevelt Hotel in New York. They were originally booked for a short engagement, but became the exclusive band at the Roosevelt from 1923 to 29. By the mid-20s, the band was recording and broadcasting and did a European tour. Ben Burney is parodied in a number of vintage Warner Brothers cartoons, particularly his invented word, Yowza, which eventually became a trademark of his radio personality. Following the stock market crash of 1929, in which he suffered major losses, he got his own radio show and was broadcasting heavily. Burney and columnist Walter Winchell carried on a running feud in the 30s, and which was the basis for two movies in which they co-starred, Wake Up and Live, and Love and Hisses. Ben Burney co-wrote several excellent songs, Sweet Georgia Brown, Who's Your Little Hooses, I Can't Believe It's True, and Strange Interlude. Following a sudden illness, Ben Burney died in Beverly Hills on October 20th, 1943. Here's Ben Burney and all the lads. Thank you. Ben Burney and all the lads, and you gotta be a football hero to get along with the beautiful girls. The vocalist was Manny Prager, who played clarinet, alto sax, and piano in the band, and you also heard Ben himself with that wonderful speaking voice. That Columbia 78 was recorded September 19th, 1933, and was preceded by Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot, known as the Speed Boys, and Mine All Mine from a Brunswick 78, recorded December 7th, 1927. We began our tribute to Ben Burney with the Ben Burney, Ken Casey, Maceo Pinkard collaboration, Sweet Georgia Brown, performed by Ben Burney and his orchestra from a Vocalion 78, waxed March 19th, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, May 30th, marked the birth in 1901 in Carbondale, Illinois, of Frank Trumbauer. His mother played piano in movie theaters, and Frank tried his hand at violin, flute, trombone, and piano, but after hearing the saxophone, decided that was the instrument for him. He served in the Navy in World War I, and by the time he left, he could play proficiently by ear, but spent 9 months studying and learning to sight read and to play cornet and bassoon. Over the next few years, he worked for a number of dance band leaders in St. Louis, including Max Goldman, Earl Fuller, and Gene Rodemich. In 1923, he joined the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, and the following year was with Ray Miller. He led a small combo at the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis, and in 1925, Bix Beiderbecke joined the group, beginning their close association. The two worked together in orchestras led by Gene Goldkett, Adrian Rollini, and Paul Whiteman. In 1927, Tram got his own recording contract with OK, and in the 30s led his own big bands. In 1939, he became an aeronautics inspector and test pilot during World War II. He died in Kansas City, Missouri on June 11, 1956. Here's Frank Trumbauer. Thank you.
makes you always feel so blue? What makes you act the way you do? Sentimental baby, not all of me. There's something I want you to hear.
Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra. We began our tribute with Manhattan Rag, written by Fred Brownold around 1901. That recording was made in New York on October 10th, 1929, and had vocal effects by Joe Venuti. Next, Charles Gaylord provided the vocal on Sentimental Baby, written by Jack Palmer and recorded October 5, 1928. We finished up with Smith Ballou and Da Silva Brown and Henderson's Sunny Side Up, also from October 10, 1929.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
On last week's show, I played Hobo's Prayer by the Tennessee Tudors from a Vocalion 78. Charlie Strait played piano in the band, and a different take from that May 28, 1926 session was issued on Brunswick under Charlie Strait's own name. Hobo's Prayer was written by Boyd Center and Walter Hirsch, but I had several people write in to ask if I hadn't actually played Prince of Wales, which was written by Elmer Scoble. The Tennessee Tudors recorded both, but I'm going to play just the intro of Hobo's Prayer and then play Elmer Scoble's own recording of Prince of Wales to start off a whole set of wailing.
Thank you. Thank you.
We started off that wailing set of songs with Elmer Scoble and his Friar Society Orchestra with his own composition, Prince of Wales, from October 18, 1929. We haven't heard from Coon Sanders Orchestra in a while, but there they were with Joe Sanders' own composition, The Whale, recorded in Kansas City on December 14, 1927. We finished up with Nat Shilkret and his Victor Orchestra and Zulu Whale from July 1, 1927. Zulu Whale was written by Frank Skinner and Irving Bebo. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.